We are taking a look at the rewards for suffering well. And now we are in Revelation chapter 7. And we're going to begin at verse 13. The Apostle John is seeing a vision that's being revealed to him by an angel who had been sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it interesting that angels can show us visions? Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where do they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." That speaks of them having gone through severe trial. And instead of caving in under pressure, they continued instead to just become more and more pure because of the trials. They just purified their souls and minds more and more and more so that they began to think more and more like the Lord Jesus. They began to speak more and more like the Lord Jesus would. Were he here going through that same suffering? And he did go through some suffering, sweating, as it were, drops of blood when he went through his trial, his great time of tremendous testing. They purified themselves more and more and more all the way to death. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. Can you imagine being in God's temple, serving him day and night? It's one thing, ladies and gentlemen, for us to be able to serve day and night our favorite president. We're talking about being in God's temple with God, serving God, the Creator, day and night. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them, his tent of protection. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. We're talking about protection from that which would cause suffering. They'll be protected from that. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. They'll be continually refreshed forever. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Even that which will have caused pain in their past will no longer be painful for them. God removing it all. Let's talk about that new earth for a minute. I said that even with the description of it in the Bible, it's just hard for us to truly imagine. I know some of you are thinking, wait a minute, what description of the new earth? I've shared it with you before. We read Revelation chapter 21, and a lot of people say that, you know, they start reading the description of this place with the foundations of the city decorated with every kind of precious stone, 12 gates, each gate made of one pearl, etc. And a lot of people think that they're reading a description of heaven, but according to the scripture, that is not a description of heaven. Revelation chapter 21, beginning at verse 1, says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." This is not the heaven where God abides. That's not passing away. Remember, the heavens above our earth are going to be done away with fire, just the way the earth is going to be done away with fire. It won't be the flood that destroys in the future. It will be the fire. And the heavens above us, immediately above us, above the earth, are going to be destroyed by fire the same way the earth is going to be destroyed by fire. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea." Now listen to this. "I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Where do you suppose this holy city? It's called a city, and it is called the New Jerusalem. Where do you suppose it's going to be? Well, on the new earth. Cities are on earth. There are cities all over the earth. These cities that we know now will be burned up when the earth as we know it is burned up. When the new earth is brought about, the new Jerusalem, not the old Jerusalem that we've known about for decades and for centuries, a new Jerusalem will already have been prepared by God in heaven where he abides, and it will be lowered to the new earth. Listen, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a reward. Listen, a new earth, that is a reward, pure and clean, no longer contaminated by any pollution, no longer contaminated by any of mankind's sin. A new heaven, a new earth, a new holy city, New Jerusalem. But even greater than all of that, in all of that newness, God living with us, not just praying to him and just hoping he hears from us, being able to see him the way we see each other. That is a reward. We got to keep this conversation going, ladies and gentlemen. More of this next week. Coming up, a conversation I had with Dr. Lisa Firestone as she empowers us to keep beautifying our relationships.